Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Mac Show. I'm your host, Diva Mac, the powerhouse of comedy, playwright, author. You all, I hope you all tuned in and ready. If you logged on to the website at Blog Talk Radio Show, be ready for an entertaining show tonight because we have a lot to talk about. Tonight's topic is the real you. People, we want to, you know, we want to derobe ourselves. We want to take off the lashes with me. We want to take off the makeup and the wigs and the weaves and men take off the Superman shirt and the egos and the arrogance. And we want you to look in the mirror, take a look in the mirror and who you really are. This is what the show is about tonight. This show will allow you to begin to identify who you really are and not who you pretend to be, and also how to accept who you are and begin to become a better you for you. And the thing people have to understand is a lot of times people want to become better people for other people. Now, that will only be temporary until that person is no longer in your life, because then you're pretending to be something that you're not. But when you can become a better you for you, you will continue to be that way. That will be the permanent person that you are. So here on the Diva Mac Show, and the reason why I want to do the real you is because sometimes I have to take a step back in my life and look at myself and do an evaluation on who I am. I mean, get downright naked with myself. When I say naked, I mean the truth. And sometimes you got to get butt naked with yourself and just take a look. I don't know about you, but I've taken time out to get butt naked with myself in the physical and in the mental in order to become a better person. And I am still working on me, finding the real me. No matter how old you are, there's still time to get to know you, because some people don't even know themselves. And this is what this show is about. Some people can't admit that I don't even know who I am or where I'm going. You ever sit back and say, you know what, I don't even know who this person is that I have become. And do I like who I have become? And have I become something now that I can accept? Do you have a hard time looking in the mirror and accepting who you are? Do you find yourself wishing that having a lot of regrets because of the choices that you have made? You have people that say, I have no regrets. And truly, they really do, because they can't be real with themselves. And I'm going to say this to you, that some people can't be real because their real is fake. Don't expect nothing real from a fake person, because they don't even know the real, because their whole life and the way they live is fake. And people start to believe themselves. You have people that lie so much that they start to believe their lies. And when you bring it to them, they get upset because they can't see the truth in it, because that's how they live. They live their life as a lie. And when people say that you are a liar, and they're like, no, I'm not no liar, I ain't no liar, they'll argue you down with it. But if they sit down and take a look at themselves and truly find out the real person that they are, they will realize, yeah, I'm a liar, I'm a cheater, I'm a thief, or yes, I am a good person. And no matter what you say about me or do to me, I'm still going to be a good person, because you know the real of who you are. You know you're a good person. It doesn't matter who you dealt with or who you're dealing with and how they try to betray you or put you down. You know who you are, because you have identified who you are in the realness of you. If you're just now tuning into the Diva Mac Show, we're talking about the real you. Again, this show will allow you to begin to identify who you really are and not who you pretend to be. Because a lot of times we all put on this facade, we put on this mask when we go to work, that we're strong people and we can do this, we can do that, and we have it going on. But when we get home, the reality is that we're lonely, we broke, we confused, you know, we don't have nobody we can depend on, we ain't even as strong as we portray ourselves to be. Here on the Diva Mac Show, we're going to get real. I'm not saying anything to put you down. This show is about encouraging you and not discouraging you. My thing is if I can't encourage you, I don't want to discourage you. And the same with me. If you can't encourage me, don't come in my life to discourage me, because I will not allow it. And you have to get to the point where you stop people for speaking things into your life that are not positive. You stop them before they're beginning to say, hey, hold on, we're not going to have that conversation, because I'm trying to be a better person. Because what happens is you start to feed into what people start pouring into your life. I mean, you allow people to fill your cup up with a bunch of mess, then you become that mess. Again, if you're tuning in to the Diva Mac Show and you're logged on to the website, you can message me as well, whatever your question is or whatever your comment may be, or you can press 1 and speak directly to me here on the Diva Mac Show. I do have someone that wants to chime in on the conversation. You're on with Diva Mac. Who am I speaking with?
This Gina Black. Hey, Diva Mac.
What's up, Gina Black? You girl, don't know what number you calling from these days. I have no who it is. Okay, who yet? Who he is? How you feeling, Gina Black? How was your Sunday?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. No complaints. I'm here.
No complaints. Well, we're going to have to stop hanging
in
there.
I'm here being
real. What do people really mean when they say I'm hanging in there? Is it mean I'm barely getting by or I'm doing what I got to do? Is it all the same thing?
Nah, it means I ain't doing all they say I'm doing, but I'm doing my part.
Well, today we talk about, I think this is a great topic, a lot of people to really, you know, dig deep and really look at themselves, because I had to look at myself. I had a point in time in my life, not just once or twice, but several times where I had to be real with me, because I tell people all the time, if you can't be real with you, you can't be real with nobody else.
That's right.
Until you can be real with yourself. And we're going to talk about all different types of people, you know, that when you come across people in your life and you feel like this person is to you, and then you realize that they not understand that everybody that you come in contact with does not mean that that person is to you. Everybody that you've been in a relationship with, even though you think that, oh, this is it, it may not be it. You know, and we've all dated because we're up in age now, and you know you met someone, and you know in the beginning you realize this ain't gonna last. I'm just going to ride this wave until it ride on out. You ever been in a relationship like that? You say, you know what, you just going to be real. You know this man ain't for me. He know you really ain't the one for him. Y'all just having a good time. Y'all just figure, you know what, I'm going to ride this wave out. But neither one of y'all was real enough to say it to one another. Y'all just riding
That's
the wave
right.
together, fighting and fussing and doing whatever to get through that ride.
Ride till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, when they say ride till the wheels fall off, I don't want to be in nothing where I got to ride till the wheels fall off. I want to roll on by with my wheels, because when the wheels fall off, you get stuck and you got to find a way to repair and to get back on the road. So today we're talking about being real. Martina, let's talk about this Gina Black. We want
yes,
to talk to the artists, because we got a lot of people
listening
today. We got a lot of people listening today on the Diva Mac show about the real you. Let's talk about things that you have identified with, and you know me, and I know you, and some things. I always tell y'all, because sometimes you gotta have other people to sit back and tell you kind of about who you are, how you are, and then you gotta check yourself later. You realize, you know what, I am what they say that I am, but now I'm gonna be a better person because I recognize. Over the time that I've been doing this, and I see the results, so it has to be true. You know what I mean? Because people keep telling
right.
you the same thing, not the same person.
Same, yeah.
But if people keep saying the same thing, different people to you, you got to make an observation and evaluation about yourself and say, hey, let me be real with me. Who am I truly? Am I really a child of God? Am I really, you know, if I'm up here, I'm praying with folks and I'm laying hands on folks and I'm speaking the word and every time I come out, but am I living that? Am I really being real? Who am I really?
Yeah.
Am I really this lying, deceiving person? I mean, how can I change myself to be the person that I portray myself to be to others? So let's, you know, since you're my host and you're real and you're one of those people that don't mind putting yourself out there so others can be encouraged and others can learn. What have you, Gina Black, that you can be real about who you truly are and you can say, you can accept it and you're working on being a better you for you?
Well, I can honestly say I'm a better me, and I've always been a real person. I've always been a real person, but there's some things about myself like feeling like I can't live alone or be by myself, like I need a man or I need people in my life or I need this and I need that. But when you're real with yourself, and first of all, when you're a true child of God, you don't need nothing because he all you need. And if you really believe that you that true child, then whatever your needs are, they already met. And if they ain't you believe they're going to be met. So, you know, first, it is very important, and I was listening at you saying, you know, sometimes we can be fake with ourselves, and that's the wrong thing to do, to be fake with yourself, because, see, when you be fake with yourself, it's easy for other people to be fake with you.
Absolutely,
you
and you wonder why you can't get a real person because you ain't real.
That's,
you know, you
amen.
Wonder why he can't be truthful to you because you ain't being truthful. I tell a person all the time, just because a person don't know the truth doesn't mean that you ain't lying. Just because I don't know you lying does not mean that you're not lying. You know, people figure that, well, as long as they don't know, I'm good. You know, I'm telling the truth. And they start to believe that because you don't know it's not the truth. They know they're telling the lie, but as long as they can get away with it, they start believing that lie that they done told that they really telling the truth.
Huh. and watch this. And
until we can be real, and this is what the show give people, because people started logging in right now. If you just now tuning in, we're talking about the real you, identifying the real you, and stop pretending to be something that you're not. I've worked with people that, I don't know if you ever worked with people, and at work they one way. And when you leave the job, they're totally different. And you like, I can't believe this is the same person that I work with. I understand at work you one way and at home you another, but I'm the same person whether I'm at work on a job, whether I'm performing on stage, whether I'm at home with my family. The only difference is I'm more laid back, but my personality and my realness is real. You've been in my home. You sat down and you've ate with me. You've been around my children. Mm-hmm. You know, you perform mm-hmm. with me. You know my family. You know my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Who I am is who I am. But at the same time, I had to be real with myself that I had to start cutting back. See, I'm one of those people that I want to say what I mean and mean what I say. And lately I realized that being in relationships, being real, that sometimes I say things that I don't mean to get a reaction of what I really. Okay, let me see if I can rephrase it so it makes sense. I don't know, women, if you've ever done this. Or men that are listening, that you say things to get a reaction, but you won't admit that you're doing this for a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Am I by myself?
Yeah.
I say things knowing that it's wrong to be that way, you know what I'm saying, to get a reaction and not being considered of that person. It could be something that's not totally true, but you're just trying to get to a point to get a, instead of just being straightforward and asking the question, you tiptoe
mm-hmm.
around it. With other things being said to get a reaction from it. And I realized that about myself. And I said, you know what, that's not fair to the person. And then it's not fair to me because then I'm not getting the real of it because I'm not coming at the person the real way. The
mm-hmm.
best way to be people, mm-hmm. if you're going to come at someone in a relationship, whether it's with your child, your spouse, your siblings, is to come at them real. Don't half-step. Just be real, be you. Allow people to see you, and when you allow people to see who you are, then they can love you truly, and then you don't have to worry about, do this person really love me, or when they find out who I really am, will they stay? Just be you.
Yes,
be genuine, the genuine person that you can be, and if you need that help, allow yourself to be helped. A lot of people won't be real enough to say, hey, I need that help. Hey, I need somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, right now, because they have pride, and it's okay to have some pride, but not to be too prideful, because you'll lose out. You'll lose every time. But you got to be proud, because the thing with pride is that means you'll stand up for something and not fall for anything and everything. So it's okay to have a little pride, because you got some people that ain't got no pride. They'll beg, they'll sleep on the floor, they'll do anything to get what they want. And that is a problem that you got to come to a point and say, hey, that's not a good way to be.
That's right.
But I'm going to let you talk, Gina. I'm going to let you finish talking. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to feed on a little about what you're saying as far as, because, you know, it's not being real either. You know, some people feel like just lying is good. But even if you're telling just part of the truth and not telling the whole truth, you're still not being real.
That's a whole lie. And that's the same thing. When you withheld information, and that's another thing with people. People like to withheld information and feel like, if I didn't tell you, I didn't lie to you. Understand that if you withheld information, that's like being in a relationship. If I tell you,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
I got one child. You get to my house, it's five or six kids, and they all calling me nanny and calling me mama. And I tell you, oh, they're my niece and nephew, that's my nickname. And then later down on the line, you fell in love, I reveal, you know, them children, they're always here. You ain't gonna believe this. You ain't gonna believe this. All of mine. Every last one of them. All of the one you say look just like me. I mean, matter of fact, you said all of them look just like me. They all mine. You know, it's just about people. We just got to start being real, because right now, the world is, it's so chaotic and so much chaos and it's so much confusion because people can't be real. They're afraid to reveal who they are. They'll get you locked up in these situations and relationships with the fake them, with the fake person. And then you're trying to figure out, how can you love the fake person when they never was real? How can I truly, really love you when you presented the fake you?
Already.
So what I'm saying, people, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about the real you. Even women, take off we want to get butt naked with the truth. Take off your lashes, take off your wig, take off your padded bra, take off your panties that which you put your butthole in it, but your butt cheeks in it, make your booty look like it's bigger than what it is, it's more perky than what it is. them buttholders, man. I'm just, we're being real now. Women don't get mad. They send me messages over here. Diva, look, you're revealing too much. Being real about it. I'm not just going to talk about women. Well, we're getting butt neck. We're getting real with it. Be who you are. You know, let that man know. If you're going to be with him, say, hey, listen, I'm dressed up. When I get dressed up and go out, I put it all together. When she say she put it all together, she tell the truth. She put it all together. She put on that booty bra. She got that booty bra on. She got that bra on. She got that panty bra on. She got them panties that's going to hold that stomach in. She got them jeans that's going to look just right. But understand, if she late for it, 52, 53, don't expect her to come out them clothes and look like she's 22. I'm just saying that she had some work done. But people have to get to the point where you can love a person's heart, because the physical will fade, man or woman. The physical appearance of a person will fade when you can love that person's heart. And the only way you can love that person and truly love them is that they got to be real, and you got to be real too. And when you can become, that real you for you, you will be that way, and you will see, you will start attracting people just like you. And if you're sitting there and you're wondering why I'm attracting these type of people, I'm not saying that you're not going to attract, people are not going to be attracted to you, but I'm saying when you find yourself attracted to them as well, because you're going to have all kinds of people that come your way. And again, like you said, you found yourself just feeling like you needed to be in a relationship, that you didn't have to be alone. And my saying was, and keeping it real with my audience, is that I always will say this: God did not intend for men to be alone. That's why he created woman for men, as a gift. A lot of times these men think that they are the gift to a woman, and it's all messed up, because we are the gift to the man. And the thing is this, and this is where the problem comes in, is because some women, they want to be the man and they want to be the woman. And so you start having problems in relationships and in households, because here she go talking about, I don't need no man. I can do this and I can do that. As soon as a woman tell you that, you need to leave that woman alone. Leave her where she stand, right there, on the corner at the gas station while you're trying to pump her gas or whatever it is that you're trying to do to entertain her. Go ahead and let her stay right there, because the thing is this. You're gonna have a problem with that woman, because you have a lot of women that are managed. They wanna be manly. They wanna be that man. They wanna be in a relationship, but they wanna allow that man to be the man that he is. And if you can't be yourself with the person that you with, then you need to move around. And then sometimes it's just hard to let go. We have to come to realization that a lot of times we can't let go. We don't know how to let go. And you have to come to be real with yourself, saying, you know what? I don't know how to let go. You know, I need help to learn how to let go of some things in my life. Some people carrying all baggage from when they were a child. They haven't let that stuff go, and you will hear them talk about it over and over and over. And, you know, and people have probably said to them before, hey, man, woman, child, you have some things that you need to deal with so that you can, because it's stunting your growth. I'm not talking about your physical growth, but your mental growth. It's holding you back. It's stressing you out. It's ailing your health, because you haven't allowed yourself to let go of some of those things, or to get the help that you need so that you can progress in life. You cannot progress in life if you still have things that are holding you back mentally. You may be making money, but your mind state, because then you hear a lot of times where people have nervous breakdowns, or people committing suicide, and they got money, they got houses, and you wonder, hey, if that was me, shoot, I'd be happy. But when people are dealing with the mental illness, you know, that's a disease, and we have not yet come to the realization that a mental illness is a disease just like cancer. It's killing people, and it's killing people, and those people are killing other people, so it's taking other people's lives. Do you understand what I'm saying, Gina? It's a disease just like cancer, because it's killing people, and sometimes in massive numbers, because those people with mental illnesses are going out there and they are taking not just their lives but other people's lives, because it's a disease that we need to take some type of control of. It's becoming an epidemic, and people are not taking it seriously. People are laughing at these people. They're crazy. No, these people need help. And you may be very well listening. You may be one of those people that need help and afraid to get help because afraid of people find out you're crazy. Let me tell you something. If I need the medication and I feel like I need the help, you better believe, as long as that PPO is paid, I'm going to be in that doctor's office getting me some help. Get yourself some help. Be real with yourself and don't, hey, I need to get me some help. Like Gina said, she was at a point where she was like, I couldn't be by myself and I needed somebody. I feel the same way. Nobody truly wants to be alone. Who really want to be alone? Just keep it real while you saying, I'm good with being by myself. I'm good with just, you know, I call me somebody up on the weekend if I need some. Or, you know, home, your homeboy, homegirl, whatever, man, woman, do what you do. But do you truly want to live like that? Do you do you feel good about that? You know, are you really, truly okay with that? And people be like, yes. But if you're a true believer, if you know me, you know I believe in God, I believe in the Word, but I'm not the one that's going to be, you know, quoting all these scriptures to you. But the realness is, do you truly feel good about that?
Yeah.
Do you? Then let's talk about that, the real you. I mean, when you take off all your makeup, when you de-roll, when you get home and you look at yourself, are you truly happy about who you see in the mirror? I mean, do you know who it is that you looking, just looking back at you? Because I remember one day I was looking in the mirror and didn't even recognize who was looking back at me. And I had to realize I needed to change, because I can be stubborn and I can be detached, you know, from some people that I need to try to reattach myself to so I can have a better relationship with family. And then I have to, you know, and I have to fight those demons. And sometimes we do have to allow, we do have to let sometimes our family go, not saying 100% go, you know, you pray for them and you pray that God would mend that relationship, because there are still some things that if I can be real with myself that I have to deal with. I deal with a lot of things mentally because I'm always thinking, I'm a thinker. So a lot of things can consume my mind, and I had to come to the realization, hey, can you come to the realization, realize, okay, I'm a jealous person, I have some jealousy, but you can say all day long, I ain't jealous. But then you find yourself doing things of a person that's jealous, and then you have to start working on yourself. Why are you jealous? What makes you this way? You know, do you need to start doing something to make you, to improve your life so that you're not jealous of that person or that situation? Because if you're always talking about somebody and you're always judging people, either you're insecure or you're jealous of that person. And then that person wondering why are you jealous of me? Well, you got, you know, they looking at you and they going, well, you got way more than me, but you don't understand it. Because sometimes when you're going through something and people see you going through and you still got peace and you still can praise, those people don't understand. How you're still able to do that. So they be, and you be amazed that these people are jealous of me. And a lot of people are afraid of real people. Understand, people that are afraid, a lot of times they are scattered. They're scattered like roaches when the lights come on. With a real person walk in, baby, they're scattered like some roaches. Let me tell you something. They be like a bat in the daylight, baby. They be crazy, I'm telling you. People, I just want you, I mean, come on, chime in. You got, look, the lines are hot tonight. People are listening, but ain't nobody responding. Come on, press one. Tell us about the real you. You got somebody?
Yeah, I have somebody right here want to talk.
Go ahead.
Hello, yeah. I was just speaking on the point about being real to you. Okay, I have always lived my life as the wrong me. And I have went through trials and tribulations through my life where I finally realized who I am. And when I was going through the wrong me, I always felt like I was doing the right thing because I was blind to the real me. So as I learned who I am, I learned that I was doing the wrong thing. So sometimes when people go through things in life and they don't know, they don't understand what's really real, they think the real them is fake them. So my personal opinion about that, you know, I just feel like, you know, somebody got to learn and go through lessons in life to find out who they really are. And like you were saying about the women who come, who people come through the life, and they, women, they might have fake titties or whatever it may be, the case may be. They have fake, and when you get home, you find out who the real them. That's why sometimes men and women, as I say, they should be able to come and address themselves as a real them from the jump. And that's where somebody, and when a man approached them or a woman approached them, they know who they getting. And that's why I say, you know, you got to know who you is. You got to understand who you is. And if you're not, if you feel you being real, you got to know how to walk into that scene of saying, this is what you get. This is who I am. I'm learning as I go. So when you get home and when I take off all this bras and clothes and all this, and you see who I am, you say, well, that's who he was when I met him. You got to find out who you is from the jump. You know what I mean? You got to find yourself before you get in a relationship, before you can even deal with even persons, people in the street. You got to find yourself first to either find the real. Because if you go through life, you're going to find yourself. So if you're just going through life and you're just taking it as it goes, you're going to always make mistakes of being a fake you.
Absolutely, and I'm gonna say this to you. I'm so glad we got a man on the line, because I know there's a lot of men out there listening that's not gonna press one or say anything. And I appreciate that, because I want to say this. Let's say if you meet this woman, and she crazy as hell, and she tell you she fine. I mean, she fine. She walk in the club, all eyes on her. Everybody was trying to holler, but she decided to talk to you, and she tell you, you ask her, well, why you pass up everybody else? You gonna talk to me? She said, I just find you interested, but I'm just going to let you know right now, before you buy me that drink, I'm crazy as hell. I'm starting to break the windows out your car. I'm starting to come over your house unannounced. I take my medication when I remember to take it. I mean, do you go home? I mean, we talking about the old you. Would you go on and hit that, knowing that she just told you I'm real, but you thinking, you know, she just talking, you know, I'm going to go, man, she fine, I'm going to hit that. But then when you hit it, because you're thinking she lying, because this is what happened. Some people tell you the truth. People still don't want to believe the truth that the person has told. Because I call people the truth, and some people, they don't want to believe that. Oh, you lying. That can't be true. And the person is being honest with that person. And again, we go back because they so used to the fake that they don't recognize the truth when it's right in front of their face. So back to what I'm saying, you got to forgive me, because I go here and there. That's another thing about being real. If you know me, I'll be here to not be there, but I'll come back. But I'm saying, if you met a woman, and being honest, before you found the real you, when you was a fake you, would you went ahead and took that chance on this woman that was telling you the truth? By, you know, looking over like, oh, she just lying, she just joking. Would you would have took that chance?
If the old me, just being honest with you, it depends on circumstances. Is how fine she is, if the circumstances is right, if everything happened on the right time. But if I'm in a situation where I got a choice to make, I probably would not. But if I'm in a situation where this is something I want to do at the time, yes, of course, the old me. But sometimes not the new me. I'm going to analyze the situation. If you tell me you're crazy, I'm going to accept that and believe that, because if a person tell you they're crazy, they're crazy.
They're crazy. And people don't take that for, and that's the thing, people, if you're listening out there tonight, if somebody tell you they're crazy, not only if they tell you, if they show you they're crazy, don't keep on saying, oh, they just having a moment. No, they're crazy. Leave them people alone. Leave them crazy. I'm gonna say this: like, leave them crazy ass people alone. They need to get some help. Allow them folks to get some help and leave you alone. Because what happened is you'll find yourself crazy, messing with crazy. Because crazy will turn you crazy. Do you understand what I'm saying? We appreciate you, God. We appreciate you tuning in, brother. All right, then. Thank you, Gina. Gina. Baby, look here. I'm saying, people tell you they crazy. I be telling folks all the time, if somebody tell you they gonna choke you, guess what? They gonna choke you one day. And they tell you, you know what, I'm gonna shoot you, believe. Watch out, the gun coming. Pow. You gotta take people for when they being real with you like that, being straight up, some things you just gotta take and say, you know what, you know, sometimes you're like, I don't believe that, you know. You just gotta be real, and people gotta be real with themselves. In order for us to even grow as a people, we have to start being real. Things are so fake, you know. They got reality TV, they call it reality TV, but it's really fake TV. There's nothing real about that. It's not reality. What they mean by reality is they trying to make that your reality. They want to make that your reality, your life. Yeah, that's why people be so intrigued with it, because they can see themselves, or they can see the drama unfold, and that's why it's so popular. But that reality TV is not fake, because only the stuff that you watch on there, there's just no way that you would put yourself in that situation knowing that you're being watched. So my thing is, why would a mad man be caught driving with a camera watching him go to another woman's house? Are you serious? And then you go, oh, I can't believe he is in the car with somebody else. Oh, don't he know they taping him? We got to be real. Again, if you just said tuning in, we're talking about here on the show, we're talking about the real you, being the real you, who you are, what's your calling. Some people are hiding. They have a calling on their life, and they're running from the Lord, and they don't want to answer to it, because they want to continue to be this fake person. They want to be, and let me tell you something, what really created this madness to the internet, because people can be who they want to be online. just as crazy as they are on the other end. And my thing is, I want us to do better. You know, and the saying Oprah always said, when you know better, you do better. But people, even when they know better, they still do, they still make the wrong choices. They don't try to improve themselves. Some people are afraid to do better. Some people are afraid to be great because then they have high expectations. People have high expectations for those people, so then they're afraid to be great because they're going to always feel like they always have to be great. But understand, even some of the great people fall, but what only that does, it makes you stronger to see you come back even stronger and better before, and then somebody else can learn from your mistakes, and somebody can learn from your downfall and see how you came back instead of being afraid to be that success. And you know, Gina, and that's real. People are probably listening saying, are you serious, Diva? People are afraid to be successful. Yes.
For real.
Yes. You heard I say more money, more problems. People are afraid of. Some people are complacent where they are. They don't want nothing more. While you're talking about the brother at Dollar General or McDonald's, he is cool with that. He don't want no more responsibility. He cool. He got his gal. He got his baby. They eating. They good. That's good for them. He straight up can be real with her. They real with each other, baby. This is what we got. This is how we gonna make it work. And they make it work because they're able to be real with one another. And you just gotta understand that everybody ain't gonna be no doctor, no lawyer. Everybody not gonna make six figures. It ain't set up to be that way. Because if it was that way, the world would not evolve if everybody was in those positions. You gotta understand, there's a position for everybody. There's a place for everybody. And it's everybody has their timing in life. And I want to say this, and I want to apologize to a person, and if you're listening, you know who you are. I want to apologize because we were talking about change, and you know how you've been through something with somebody, and you always say that person ain't going to never change, and you continue to talk down on that person. Every time you talk to that person, you're like, oh, you're the same old person. I want to apologize to you because I believe that you are a candidate, that we all are candidates for change because we all are children of God. And if God is, and if I say I am God's child, I'm like God, then I got to be forgiven. And I got to start speaking life into my people. And I got to start speaking positivity into those people, even those people that have hurt me, that have put me through something. I thank you for it because if I didn't go through the things that I went through, I wouldn't be the woman I am today. I wouldn't have the strength that I have today. I wouldn't have the mindset I have today. I wouldn't have the focus to be able to ask what I want, mean what I say. I mean, to go on a job, and the thing is, some people with this, as far as being real, some people want to be Uncle Sam or whatever. You have to stand up for what you believe in, and when you stand up, you have to realize when you start standing up for yourself, other people start standing up for you. And people will start to receive you differently. You have to deliver yourself the way you want people to receive you. If you want people to receive you half-ass, then guess what? Keep on delivering yourself half-ass. But again, like I was saying, the person that's probably listening tonight, I want to apologize because there's some things and some ways that I have been that are inconsistent as far as, because I'm a person that, if you know me, I will change my mind and I will go back and forth with some things. But if you know me, you know my heart. My heart doesn't change. My mind will, but that's why people always say charge it to my head and not my heart. My heart doesn't change. My mind will change. But if you know me and if I got love for you, you ain't never got to worry about me not loving you and caring for you. A lot of times we allow ourselves, our emotions to take over. Not just women, but men too. And I'm being honest because I have a lot of times where I've allowed my emotions to make decisions for me, and I had to stop myself because I had to realize, what am I doing? What are the consequences for this? But before I can even get to the point where thinking about my consequences, I've already taken the action. I've already made that step because I've allowed my emotions to take over. We have a caller that wants to chime in. Caller 832, you're on with Diva Mack. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Diva.
Hello, caller 832-801. Hello?
It is Dura. Can you hear me, Dura?
Yeah. Hey, Dura, what's going on? Welcome to the Deep Back Show.
Good. Just tuning in, and I figured out I had to hit the one button to be able to be engaged in the conversation. And it's a pretty good topic, you know, what you got going on tonight. So I was just listening to the gentleman when he was saying that, you know, you can get the false person before you get the authentic person, meaning what he was saying, you know, you get the person, the lady, like you were saying, like the example that he's given, you get the female, and you know, she have basically like a push-up bra, but when she takes the clothes off and then her breasts begin to sag or whatever. And then you get an analogy of someone coming to you that was bad at attraction physically with the physical appearance, but bad with an attitude, but bad, how you say, bad crazy, would you still deal with that person, you know? And you know how people used to say, would you deal with a person if they walked around with a chain telling you who they really are? They gave you the side effects of who I really am. This is what you see, but this is what you read, my side effects. Would you really deal with that person? I had the kind of realization within myself to say, you know what? In order to be real with somebody else, I have to be real with myself. And people don't want to be real with themselves in fear of someone understanding who they really are. They're really, like you say, like the gentleman said, they will walk through life faking the phone. But who you really faking it in, you're really faking yourself. So when I came to the realization that if God sees me for who I am, if he loves me for my flaws and my mishaps, then who is man to judge me according to what God already declared me to be? I had to come to terms with myself. If I'm a whore mother, hey, God knows, so who can I hide it from? If I'm a fornicator, who can I hide it from? I mean, if I can present this to God and say, God, okay, forgive me for this, why should I be afraid of what man have to judge me on? You know what I'm saying? And so I think people really be fearful of showing, of displaying who they really are, of fearful of the opinions of other people.
Well, let me ask you, Sister Rhea, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you really? Because the thing is this. The thing is that we want to do better. We don't want to start just accepting our flaw. You know, we want to accept who we are, but how can we, you know, we're not talking about the physical, okay, you can't see, you're blind, or you got scars or whatever, but when we start talking about the internal you, how can we make ourselves better? Not worry about what man is and how man is judging and how women are judging, but how can we become a better person? How can you become a better you when you're being real with yourself? Let's say, Darrell, who are you? If somebody asks you to be true, and you can lay it out of who you really are, and not leaving anything out, just like a prescription bottle that says, it take this, you know, take two of these, and then but on the other side it says, may cause this, and don't operate any heavy machinery, and you may vomit, you may have diarrhea, and, you know, what, I may cut you in your sleep, or I may fight you on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? When you look at yourself and you look at the man in the mirror, and when we talk about who you was and where you are now, and just being real with yourself and letting the people know how you've overcome and how you became a better you, because I just met you, and I can tell that you have come, you have traveled the destination, that God, you have traveled a road, and you've gotten to your, almost to your destination where God wants you to be at, and you're almost there. I could be wrong, but I'm saying that's what I see. So if you can, you know, tell my listeners, you know, who Darrell is, who really are you?
Who Darrell is? Darrell has evolved into become a changed man. I had to, like you said, take that look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, you have to begin to, that's called a self evaluation. And it was a point in my life to where I looked in the mirror and like, man, dude, I don't like you. Why? Because I was a manipulator. I operated in the spirit of deception. I can deceive a person without even knowing it. Like it was told me, like I can sell ice to an Eskimo. Because that's the manipulative spirit. That's the spirit of wanting what I want, desire,
right.
Desire. And then it's like without the cares of hurting the next person that I get it from. You know what I'm saying? Until I came to grips to say, you know what? You can't be a man of God and operate with this type of mentality. You can't be a man of God and operate with this type of spirit on you. And so looking in the mirror is like, I don't like me. You know what I'm saying? And hide that from other people. Hide that from other people. Walking around with a smile on my face, kicking and laughing with other people, but at the same time, not liking myself, but accepting people. My friends call me DC, but accepting people calling me DC because I'm interacting with people. But at the same time, I'm not liking myself. And then I have to come to a realization to say, you know what? Is God really pleased with what you're doing? Is God really pleased with how you're living? If you were to die today, do you really think that God would welcome you and say, well done, a good and faithful servant? Or will he look at you and say, depart from me, you work of iniquity?
then you then we can walk the walk and talk the talk, and I can quote scriptures, I can get up and preach a sermon, but yet at the same time I was still basically confused within myself because I couldn't keep it real with myself.
Mm.
My fake image. Until I came to agreement with myself to say, you know what, if you don't change who you are, then you won't, and how can somebody accept you if you can't accept yourself? The real you're going to either be exposed to other people for people to see who you really are unless you change yourself. That's why I have to come to the realization and say, you know what, God, forgive me. If you can forgive me, I can care less of what anybody, because I was a whoremonger. I was an adulterer, slept with married women without no regard, because it was an own personal gain that I had. I had a fetish. I said, unless you're married, I get what I want and move on. I can play with your feelings like it ain't nothing. But is that really a pleasing? Is that really a lifestyle pleasing? Is that really the model that I want to show my son? Is this the type of man that I want for my daughter? You know what I'm saying? So it was different variables that I had to take consideration of. Not just me, but for what comes up behind me. For what example am I showing for my son, for a man to be? What example am I showing to my daughter for a husband that she needs for her? Because I wouldn't want my daughter marrying a man of my caliber. I can love my daughter to the end of this world, but yet it's still, if my daughter was to marry somebody that had the characteristics of me, I'd kill that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I have to take in consideration, if you don't want nobody to treat your daughter like this, how can you treat somebody, mama? How can you treat somebody else's daughter like that? So I have
Absolutely.
To take it to myself to make that change. And when you look at yourself, and then that's when you come to say, you know what? I'm not who I am. I need to find me. Let me find my purpose. Let me find out who I really am. Let me find out if I'm really living a lifestyle that's pleasing to God. I mean, if you're a believer, you know what I'm saying? I'm a believer
Absolutely.
In the Lord. I love the Lord. So I had to come to that terms within myself.
Absolutely.
And that's
you
all
know
I
what? And I definitely can see that in the growth of where you are. And it just tell me the people, when did you, you know, I know when you got, and I tell people this all the time, when you get sick of yourself, because you got to get sick of you. You can't got to be sick of yourself. Well, I'm tired of being, you know, you got men out there that are beating their girlfriends, beating their wives, they're sleeping with any woman that'll let them sleep with them, tell them whatever they want to hear. You got women that are doing the same thing that are even more manipulative than the men that's sleeping with married men that's, you know, taking and robbing and stealing, leaving their children. But you got to get to the point where you get sick of yourself. I mean, when you're so sick, when you're just crying and you're asking God to, you know, Lord, just take me away. Take the old me, renew me right now. Sometimes you got to break down and you got to cry that out. You got to get that. That's a demon, you know what I'm saying? And we talk about generational
exactly.
curses that you got. And you hear people saying, well, the grandfather was like that and the daddy was like that. And no, you got to realize, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be my father. I don't want to be my mother.
Amen.
I don't want to be my grandmother. I want to be better in the word. I want to be I want to renew myself. So you got to get sick. You got to throw your old self up. You see what I'm saying? And feed yourself the new you so you can be a better person, not just for your children, but for yourself, so that you can look in the mirror and love you again. You got a lot of people that are covering themselves up because they're afraid to look at themselves they can't even identify with who they really are because they've been living in this fake fantasy world, and it's okay to them. They have accepted it. But when you are a child of God, you will get to a point in your life. I ain't got to quote you no scripture. I ain't got to beat you over the head when you come to my show with it. All I'm going to give you is what God put on my heart to give you. But when you decide, I am sick of it, I'm not going to do it, and when you allow God to take over, He will make a way for you. But you got to believe that people are afraid to stop their lifestyle, stop selling drugs, or stop being with this one and that one, because I ain't going to be able to get no money to pay my bills, so I got to lay with this man, and I got to go lay with this one so I can get this, and I got to go lay with this one where my husband ain't pleasing in bed, so I go to this man so he can take care of me. But when you ask God to take care of those things, he will make your husband that man that you want him to be, your wife, that woman that you want her to be or whatever, but you got to ask and you got to believe. And we talk about God because we that are on his phone are believers in the word of God and what God has for us. And when I first mentioned the prayer, I would know you have a calling on your life. Anybody that meets you, know, you got a call on your life. Anybody that know me, know I got a call on my life. And it's the reason for this show is that people, I want you to start being real with you. Get sick of yourself. And when you and then I want to hear those that got, like Darrell said, he got sick of himself. He didn't like who he was, so he had to change. And we're still changing. You know, we still going to go through. Some of us slip and slide and fall back, but some of us haven't even begun to take the first step.
Amen.
And then some people, they don't even want to hear it. You know, when you get to talking about that, oh, there you go with all that mess. They don't want to change. You got people that don't want to change and that don't want to be real, and they okay with being fake. If you real and you want to be real about your life, those fake people, you got to separate yourself from the fake. Because let me tell you something. When they say real, recognize real, and fake, recognize fake, a lot of times some people are so good at being fake, you believe it's real. You ever seen something that look like diamonds? You ever seen something look like it could be a diamond? And if you ain't no jewelers, they'll sell it to you. If you don't, I'm just telling you, you got to get real with yourself. Hey, look here. You know sugar and salt look the same, but it tastes different?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to get somewhere. I wish I had some scholars tonight. You ever did they put sugar, salt in your Frosted Flakes or your Corn Flakes? Put salt in it thinking it was sugar? Did you still eat it?
No,
you ain't eat. First thing you spit that out and make you another bowl. You say, hey, well, hold up, that's salt. Now, who put salt in the sugar bag? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, but trying to keep it fake. You got people saying they sell a gold medal flower for cocaine. That, and then next thing you know, somebody looking to kill you. Your fake will get you eventually. You will be your own demise. You will be if you continue to be. And I'm not just saying just being fake with us. When you continue to be fake with yourself, get real with yourself. If you don't do nothing else, get real with yourself and say, you know what? Damn. I ain't liking this. Why I'm not progressing? You trying to figure out why I'm not progressing. Then you see people saying, hey, so-and-so, he doing this. He getting raises. He getting money. He got a big house. But let me tell you about the devil. The devil will bless you with curses. He'll give you that truck. He'll give you that car knowing you can't even afford it. Now, knowing that you ain't going to even be able to pay that note, but you're rolling in it this month. But I'm just saying, the devil, you have people that work for the devil. You know, there's a lot of devil members, family members of the devil, you know. And you got to wonder why people, they always hanging with the devil. You hear, the devil be busy. Always busy at their house. Why the devil? Why you and the devil got such a close relationship? The devil in my car this morning. The devil put my car on flat. The devil broke my refrigerator. Why is the devil so... Why is he so prominent in your life? We got to start changing. And Darrell, I just want you to tell the people, y'all, Darrell, he's a performer with the D-Mac Production. He's actually a core member. You know, welcome. We're so glad to have you. You know, definitely a blessing, you know, and a blessing to the production. But I just want to tell the people, when you decided to change, after you got sick with yourself, what did you see start happening in your life? When you got sick of yourself and you decided to change and get real with you, what did you start see? What type of changes did you start seeing happening in your life? You know, the transformation and things started, how they started coming together for you. Or falling apart.
To become a better me and to follow, to seek the will of God. I prayed. At the end of the year, and I asked God, and this is how I know he's bringing me through. Because I, for one, I never used the cliche of God still working with me, God still dealing with me, because I had an issue with people saying that, and I'm just being honest, I'm just being real, this is what we're talking about, being real. I always had an issue with that, and I asked God, why do people always say, God not dealing with me, God not done with me yet, God this, and then he said, well, since you want to know, do you really want to know the answer? He said, people have got so accustomed to saying, God not dealing with me yet, to the fact of I can't deal with them because they're not ready to deal with me. And so then I was like, okay, well, thank you for answering that.
So I never got to the point to say, God not done with me yet, because some people haven't even allowed him to begin to work in him. And if you look in the word, it's word in me, so forgive me if I offend anybody with the word, but the word is the word. He said, who began a good work will complete it unto the day of Christ. And so if we allow him to begin the work, then the work has to be completed because he begun it. But some people, so many people have got accustomed, because that's the fake. They have got so accustomed to saying, God not done with me yet. But he really hasn't began with you yet, because you've been saying the same phrase for 30 years, and you're 32. So you've been saying the same phrase since you've been 2 years old. But what I'm saying is that when I came to it and I prayed to God and I said, God, you know what? I choose to be a better me. And for this year of 2016, I want to operate in the double portion of the blessing, and for you to open up new doors and new opportunities for me, creative ideas and creative opportunities. And my first show with Diva Mac Productions was in February. That's how I knew that God was pleased with my prayers, that my prayers had been answered. So why would I go back and that I was trying to get away from? That's just like saying using the analogy that you gave not long ago about the crazy woman. Why go back to a crazy woman when she tried to stab you? Why go back to the crazy woman when she shot at your butt 6 times but she missed you all 6 times? Why go back? You know? So why go back to a person that God has delivered me from? You know, and so that's how I know that I'm walking in the right path, I'm walking in the right direction now. And I tell anybody, I thank God for you that God has placed you in my life, because it wasn't by accident. This anything I do in my life, because I'm a child of God, nothing happens by accident or coincidence. Everything happens by divine. Everything in my life is divine by God. It's a divine meeting that I had to meet Stephanie to come through Diva Mac Productions. It's divine destiny that my God given talent is being utilized right now. If you desire yourself in the Lord, I will grant you the desires of your heart. You know what I'm saying? So I just know that the Lord is working on my behalf. And so that's how I know I'm walking in the right path, I'm walking in the right direction. So whoever on the line, I can just tell you, be real with yourself before you can even try to be real with somebody else, because God created you for you. He don't need another you. He created you. He don't need a duplicate of someone else for you to duplicate, because he created you fearfully and wonderfully made. So just live your life according to how he wants you to live it, and don't be afraid of what people have to say about you or what people even may think about you, because at the end of the day, it's your life that you have to live. At the end of the day,
and the thing is this. And then you can have peace with yourself, knowing that you've been real, that you have been real. And I want to say this, because some people get it misconstrued with being real, with saying to a woman or man, hey, I'm in a relationship, this is how I'm doing it. That's not being real. That's not being real. That's not being honest with you, you know, being a good person, a good-hearted person. Because if you're saying, okay, you could, let me take it back. That's being real, being honest. I'm in a relationship. I don't want a relationship. I'm going to do this. But if you're going to say, I'm a good-hearted person, I'm a loving person, I'm a God-fearing person, then you don't operate in confusion. So then you're not being real. So I just want to break that down, because some people feel like if I tell you, you know, this is how I am. I'm. You know, if I tell you, yeah, I'm ugly, I'm mean, I'm this, and then you decide to still deal with me, then they being real with you. They being straight up with you. That's how they are. Then you have to decide, is this what I want to deal with? But if you're saying to yourself, I'm a good person because I'm being real by telling people, whether it's harsh or whatever, how it comes across, then you're still not being real, because you can't be a good-hearted, God-fearing, loving person and treat people that kind of way. Now, I could be right or wrong. I mean, I got Gina back online. I got you, Darrell. Y'all can tell me, Diva, that ain't right. You ain't say that right. But that's how I feel now. I'm working on me to be a better me. I'm identifying with myself. Just take a step back and to recognize some things, even when I'm dealing with my husband, even when I'm dealing with my friends or my cast members, to be able to say, okay, because you know, a lot of times I'm laid back and I don't say much, but then when I do get upset and I speak with conviction and authority at that time, but I believe that we all are special, and we all have a special place in this world, and it starts with being real, and it starts with you loving you, loving God first, and loving who you are so that you can love someone else, because if you don't love who you are, how can you truly love someone else? How can you truly do it? And then I want to say this, because we got about four minutes to wrap up, and a lot of people, and keeping it real, a lot of people don't know how to love, don't know how to give, because it was never given to them. They didn't get it from their mother. They didn't get it from their father. They don't know how to ask for it. So a lot of people are lost because they grew up in fakeness. And they need people like us to come in their lives and to be able to show them and to help them, and not to talk down on them, but to encourage them and show them the path, the way to go. Because a lot of times people don't know how to love because they never received it, so they don't know how to give it to you. So you're in a relationship with someone that's not affectionate and not giving. And I'm not saying they're using it to be manipulative, because you got some women that they'll be exactly what you want them to be. You want me to be affectionate? That's what he needs. You need me to rub you. You need me to do this. And they use it to their advantage to get what they want in men too. But when you have people that truly have not been taught, nobody has poured that into them, so they're lost and they're just looking for love in all the wrong places. And they're getting in, they're grabbing, and then what happens is they turn into a person that they don't want to be. So a lot of times with them people, we have to identify with, and that's why I said today, if you're listening, when you start being real with yourself, you begin to identify who you really are and start pretending to be somebody that you're not. I always wonder why women will make themselves up so much that they would look like themselves without the makeup. Like you see them and you say, they speak, and you be like, oh, who are you? Good as me, and it's Sherry. Sherry? Girl, I recognize you without your hair, your wig, your weave, your lashes, and your lipstick, and little suit, the little bodysuit you wear. You know what I'm saying? I wonder why, because they weren't pleased with who they are. And you can see a woman that's a plus-size woman or whatever, and she got all the confidence in the world because she real with who she is. And it can be the same with whatever size that you are, when you can be real with yourself, you know, and understand who you are, and get the help, people. If you need the help, get the help that you need and stop faking and shaking. Yeah. Get the help that you need, because we're faking and shaking, and you're going to fake and shake yourself all the way down to nothing. And ain't nobody going to deal with you. And you gonna get, and you just gotta get sick of yourself. Even in relationships with my mom, when I was growing up, my mom went through a whole lot of stuff, and I see my mom go through things with men, and I see my grandmother go through things, and I see my aunts go through things with men and stuff like that. And I would look at them and I say, "This is a disgrace." And I said, "I never want to go through, you know, things that I seen them go through." And I didn't know how to feel, so when I seen them go through stuff, I didn't know how to hurt. I was numb. I kept myself in the church as a little girl. I would take myself to church in the neighborhood and take my little cousins, because it was so much chaos in the house with, you know, with people getting drunk and fighting and there was sex and, you know, people being naked and, you know, you would think I was living in the Bronx or something like that. And because I had God in me, I would be able to carry on with my life and the way my mind was set, and I thank God for that, because I never wanted to grow up that way, and I didn't know how to love, and when I had children, I had to learn how to love them and learn how to give love, and it had to be the love that God put in me, because I didn't get that from my mother, because how she grew up, because they went through so much. So a lot of times people don't know how to love because nobody loved them. So people, love on the person that you have. And as we wrap up the last few seconds or so, I want to thank Gina Black. I want to thank the young man that came online. I want to thank Darrell for, you know, talking to my audience today. I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening, because people have tuned in and they haven't hung up the phone. You know, people started calling in. I want to thank y'all for listening, and I hope you got something from this call tonight. Every Monday night at 8, we're on the air, and we're talking about something different to inspire, to empower, to uplift, to encourage, and not discourage. We want you to be the real you. If you ain't been the real you all this time and you've been faking and shaking, let's get it together. Keep it real. Let your real shine through. Here on the Diva Max Show, Darrell, I'll see y'all tomorrow night at rehearsal. You know, I love you. God bless you. And again, I'm Diva Max, your host, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Y'all take care. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.